Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, welcome to hour number two. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us the night before Mother's Day. And, of course, if you still would like to help those moms, those South Sudanese slave moms that we liberated and feed, the number is 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Now, how about a Mother's Day present that helps keep her safe when she is out? When I grew up in Texas, I grew up around guns. Everyone had them. Everyone used them. When I was away at college in the Chicago area, I got introduced to a gun restriction unlike anything I'd ever lived around, and that was kind of accentuated when I moved to the New York area. And one of the things that this past Christmas kind of revealed to me is that I need to be taking this seriously. We spent some time with family down in North Carolina, and we did things like shoot guns and talked about personal security. And I've always been a big Second Amendment advocate and have always believed in the constitutional right, not the regional or the state or the city's right to tell you can protect yourself, but the constitutional right to do so. And along those lines, if you live in an area where there's tight restrictions, you're always looking at inventive ways to maybe accomplish both keeping the law and protecting yourself at the same time. So I was very interested when that uncle that we spent time with at Christmas sent me a video about 2 weeks ago of a thing called the Byrna. And I had never seen this before, and I was fascinated by this video, and I wanted to know more about it. And here to discuss with me is the creator, originator, and the head of Byrna Technologies, Inc., president and CEO, Brian Ganz. Brian, welcome to Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us.
Thanks, Kevin. I'm so glad to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about the state of personal protection in the U.S. right now. Before we talk about the product specifically, you've obviously developed this for a reason, but what do you see as the landscape of people being able to protect themselves kind of from coast to coast here in the U.S.?
But, you know, I live in Massachusetts, and as you may know, very similar to New York and Connecticut, it's a very difficult state to get your concealed carry permit. I think there's 250,000 of us out of a state of, you know, 6.5 million. So it's and you have to really jump through some hoops to get your concealed carry permit. That said, I've carried a firearm, you know, most of my adult life. And years ago, my wife passed away of cancer, and I became a single dad, and a single dad of three daughters. And, you know, I was always very, very concerned about their safety. And, you know, what was available, pepper sprays or, you know, some sort of, you know, conductive electric device, a sun gun,
a mace.
Yeah. Exactly. And but these are close combat weapons, and by the time that somebody's close enough that those will be effective, the situation has gotten way out of control. So I really wanted to develop a product that could be effective at 60 feet, that could stop an assailant, that could be easy to use, because my daughters were never going to carry a firearm. I mean, they would give me a hard time, you know, about having a firearm anyways. They gave me a hard time about being an NRA member. They gave me, you know, a hard time going to the range. The really interesting thing, just to sort of jump ahead, is I've gotten them all the Byrna HD, They love it. I outfitted theirs with laser sights, since they're not particularly gun people. And I said, you know, kids, just, you know, put that red dot on the assailant's chest and pull the trigger. Huh. And it's really that simple. And now I feel significantly better. My youngest daughter just graduated medical school, but for the last couple of years, she was in very tough neighborhoods, you know, getting off late at night, and, you know, knowing that she's carrying a burden just made me feel that much better. So I really developed it for non-gun owners, for people that for whatever reason didn't want to carry a gun. The interesting thing, though, is, you know, it's almost like a gateway drug, because one of my daughters said to me, Dad, do you think I could actually, like, look into getting a gun and go to the range with you? So once, you know, once they got more comfortable with the you know, with firing the Berta, it made them think that, you know, guns are not necessarily bad, and being able to protect yourself is a good thing.
Yeah, well, living in the part of the country that you and I both live in, and if you think Massachusetts is bad on concealed carry, I just welcome you to even think about trying in New Jersey, because I think they put you in jail if you actually fill out the application. I might be stretching it just a touch there, but it's a near impossibility. You have to literally be like former law enforcement to get the concealed permit. And on another different track, I really believe that the way you change that situation is kind of do what D.C. did, where you have people that were concealed carrying. They did defend themselves in negative situations. The courts did listen to it and eventually overturn, and you have to establish a constitutional basis in region by region. But sadly, the Northeast is one of those places where it hasn't happened. And particularly in the era of the coronavirus and in the post-bail reform era here in New York State, you have got people that literally are being arrested for violent crimes and being released within 30 minutes of being booked. And it is, we've seen an uptick in crime in a lot of ways that people just are not comfortable with. And so non-lethal and legal options are something that I'm finding more and more people are discussing. And I really do think that we need to have a national dialogue about what self-protection means. Because, Brian, as you just explained, that, you know, usually if your daughter is living in that rough neighborhood going to a medical school, if she was ever to be attacked, the police would be about 6 minutes away, but he would be able to perpetrate his attack in about 2 to 3 minutes, and it would just be far too late for somebody else to get there. That's why I'm curious as to what your personal motivation is for the personal security device, which you don't refer to the Berta as a firearm, which is, I think, both strategic and important. But when we come back, I want to ask you about what the real inspiration in the design and how it came about and kind of what it took to get it to market. We're speaking with Brian Ganz, who is the CEO and president of Berta Technologies. And friends, I'll have links up on the social media if you want to take a look at the device and what it is and how it works. I've actually been able to fire one in the last 24 hours, so I can add my 2 cents worth on this as well. But it's Kevin McCullough Radio, and we're glad you're with us.
Well, I appreciate that.
All right, Kevin McCullough, as we continue our discussion with Berta Technologies President and CEO Brian Ganz, we're discussing the backdrop on how his company developed a device called the Berta HD, which I happen to have one in front of me. Now, I am a longtime gun enthusiast, gun owner, gun advocate. I believe in the Second Amendment. I do want people to have the right to defend themselves. But, Brian, as you were telling us in the first segment, if people missed it, I want them to go back and get that. This is really something that is quite extraordinary because it tends to meet the legal criteria in states where this has been more difficult. Now, I want to ask you, how did you go about navigating that? Did you specifically look at Connecticut and New York State and New Jersey and Massachusetts law and craft something that was designed by intention to fulfill a legal ownership criteria?
This class of weapons, the 68 caliber launchers, and again, the term launcher usually refers to, frankly, a non-lethal gun. And you say, you know, we don't use the word firearm or gun. We make that mistake ourselves all the time. So in our office, we have, you know, these things that say, not a gun, not a gun, not a gun.
Right, exactly.
You know, but frankly, you know, it is a gun. It's just a non-lethal gun.
And if people were to look at it, I mean, you know, personally, I'm a kind of a Glock guy. It looks a little bit bigger than, certainly bigger than the baby Glocks, which I'm a huge fan of. But it's about the same size as a Glock 19, and it fits in the hand very similarly to that.
It's almost identical dimensionally in every dimension except for the width of the launcher. And we get some comments on that, and my only response is, well, you're shooting a 68 caliber, you know, projectile.
Right.
So if you were to have a 68 caliber Glock, it would also be pretty wide. But when we went to design this, we did not look at specific jurisdictions. We knew what we wanted to accomplish. It was important for us to have something that was small enough that a woman could put in their purse, that a man could wear on a, you know, IWB holster, or, you know, in the small of his back, or I actually wear it on an over-the-shoulder holster oftentimes, that it could fit into a glove box of a car, into your nightstand, and that it would feel comfortable in your hand.
Okay, Brian, hold that thought. More with Brian Ganz on Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi.
MRI today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Welcome back to New York Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Brian Ganz from Byrna.com, Byrna Technologies Limited. And Brian, before we were going to break, you were talking about the compact size and why you wanted it to be that way.
So we wanted to bring it down in size, which was actually a little bit more difficult than you would think, because when you bring it down in size, you shorten the barrel. And for anything that is air-fired or CO2-fired, the projectile accelerates only when it's in the barrel. So the barrel's only 4 inches. We've got to go from zero to 300 feet per second in 4 inches. So it's a very, very powerful valve. And it really, you know, creates a tremendous amount of force. We also wanted it to look like a gun. We think that the form factor is in itself a deterrent effect. And we know that to be true because, you know, we now have thousands or tens of thousands of these out in the market, and we get stories from people that use them. And we've had, I would say, 50% of the people said that, you know, they had an intruder in their house, or there was a carjacking, or they were somehow attacked, and they simply pulled out the Byrna and presented it. And because it looks so much like a real gun, particularly in black or desert tan or tungsten or some of the colors that you see real firearms come in, that was sufficient. 50% of the time, they did not have to pull the trigger. They simply presented the weapon, and that ended the, you know, the conversation.
Brian, I think that statistic holds up across the board. I think even amongst actual gun owners, when confronted and they finally present their response mechanism, in over 80% of the cases, the gun's never fired. The crime or the attack or the assault is simply ended because of the fear of what that presence of that weapon represents.
But Kevin, as you and I both know, if you pull out your weapon, you need to be prepared to use it.
Correct.
Because you could, you know, you could exacerbate the situation, and then if you're not prepared to use it, it could be a worse situation. So one of the questions I always ask myself, and, you know, I'm a little embarrassed to say, but if I was honest with myself, how quick would I be to pull the trigger? And the truthful answer is, I don't know. I don't know. In that situation, am I going to hesitate? And is that hesitation, is that split second a fatal second for me? And if I don't hesitate and I make a mistake, have I just made a fatal mistake? So you take somebody's life, and your life is changing forever. It's legally, financially,
absolutely,
psychologically. So there is going to be, among many of us, not all of us, but many of us, that split second of hesitation. With the Byrna, I do not hesitate. I know that there's no fatal result. There's no irrevocable harm. If it turns out to be the paper boy, well, I'll just leave a bigger tip at Christmas time. But an hour later, he's fine. So it gives you a certain freedom that my lethal firearms, my, you know, 38 Special, my Smith & Wesson 38 Special, my Glock 19 9mm, that I don't have with them.
Right.
With those, I have to be significantly more certain before pulling the trigger.
Well, I like the fact that you kind of created it so that it's usable enough that your daughters are able to use it. And for people that are listening to us and they don't have the advantage of seeing us, kind of walk us through what the weapon looks like and kind of as best you can in descriptive terms how it loads and how it uses. And when we say 68 caliber, friend, I just want everybody to listen that's listening to know that's just the size of a normal normal paintball. So that's the size of the projectile, but instead of paint, the projectile has a form of pepper gas in some of them, and then you have more or less inert rounds that are just powder, and then you've got some that are solid that you use kind of as practice rounds, but you were also telling me there's a way to use those as well in terms of self-defense.
Yes. So if you look at it at a quick glance, or even, frankly, if you look at it reasonably close up, it looks like a 9mm. You know, owning a Glock 19 and one of my other partners had a SIG, you can see certain cues from the SIG, from the Glock, but it's sort of a generic-looking 9mm firearm. It has a 5-round mag that has a mag release, loads, and, you know, is released exactly the same as with a normal firearm. It's got, you know, sights built into it, and we can get them, you know, you can order them as a as an aftermarket accessory with the iridium sights. It's got a Picatinny rail, so, you know, you can put on all some manner of accessories, Crimson Trace laser or Viridian laser or flashlight. So you could outfit this pretty much any way you want. It comes with tactical holsters, with ballistic nylon holsters. So it looks and feels a lot like a gun. One of the things we did, though, is we offered it in a lot of different colors. We offered it in two specific safety colors, safety yellow and safety orange. And the reason for that is there's certain people that do not want it to look like a gun. They're concerned that if they pull this out, that you know, law enforcement may see it and may fire at them. You know, on the other hand, we try to tell people, if you see law enforcement officers, don't be pulling out, you know, a weapon of any kind.
Right. Tell the police officer what you're trying to
exactly.
Disarm.
There's a certain amount of Darwinism if you're pulling out your weapon in front of a law enforcement officer. But certain people want people to know that it's not a lethal firearm. And safety yellow and safety orange are universally known by the police as being non-lethal.
Right.
Others, particularly private security, they want people to think that they're carrying a lethal firearm so that they can start to defuse the situation before they even have to, you know, fire anything. Just seeing it on the hip of a private security guard may make people think twice about doing anything. So, it operates. It's got an ambidextrous safety on it. It has a 8-gram CO2 cartridge, and, you know, we use our own proprietary CO2 cartridges because there's a little bit of variability, and if you try to take something from your soda stream and you stick it in the, you know, in the cartridge holder, it may get stuck. And then your very expensive Byrna HD has now become a paperweight because once the CO2 is stuck in there and you can't get it out, that's the end of the effective use of the gun.
Right.
So, but it's been very effective. I have to say, I'm much more accurate in my Byrna HD than I am with my Glock 19 because there's no recoil.
Right.
So I can put all 5 shots in a very, very tight hole. And, you know, it's accurate really to about 60 feet.
Well, friends, I want you to, if you're interested in personal security in a way that has you know, concerned you given the days in which we live, and I think that everybody was just, it's just a natural understanding, then I want you to check this out. And Brian, I'm really honored that you came on and talked about it. I want to talk to you about how we can get the word out even more in the days to come. But I'm a big fan. Personal security, non-lethal option. Legal in a lot of areas where guns are much harder to have legally, and yet it gives a certain degree of confidence in self-protection that I think you can have with very high confidence based on some of the stuff that Brian was just telling us. And Brian, hope to talk to you again real soon. Thanks for being here.
Kevin, thank you very much. It was really an honor to be on your show.
If people do want to get more information, where do they go?
Go to our website, please. It's www.byrna, and it's B-Y-R-N-A. Again, that's BYRNA.com.
Byrna.com, BYRNA.com. And we do have that very special discussion with Leslie Stahl just around the corner.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's new concerns in New York as children are dying from an illness linked to the coronavirus. A rare inflammatory disease linked to COVID-19 has claimed the lives of three children in New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the illness is only happening to kids who've had COVID-19.
Children are presenting symptoms similar to Kawasaki disease or toxic shock-like syndrome. These are children who come in who don't present the symptoms that we normally are familiar with COVID.
Another staffer in the White House has tested positive for COVID-19. First, a personal valet for President Trump tested positive for the virus. On Friday, it was revealed that Vice President Pence's press secretary, Katie Miller, also tested positive. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Welcome back to Radio Night Live, the pre-Mother's Day edition. Here's something very special just for you. A real sincere delight to get to talk to my next guest, partly because I am such an avid geek of long-form journalism, and there is really no place that it's done anymore in all of media except CBS 60 Minutes. And if you are as addicted to this program as I am, and I'm a young guy, but I'm addicted to this thing, then you know my next guest, Leslie Stahl. She's the author of the brand new book, Becoming Grandma, The Joys and Science of the New Grandparenting. But there's a whole lot I want to talk to her about today. And Leslie, it's so gracious of you to take some time out to be with us today.
It's my great pleasure, Kevin, really.
Now, and I got to tell you a personal, firsthand, very funny story. I'm walking through Midtown Manhattan. This had to be maybe a year and a half ago. I was headed to the Tiffany store in Midtown. And I was trying, they had just moved locations. So I was going from one end end of whatever street that's on to the other, trying to find their temporary spot. And I needed to get a ring clean for my wife. And I'm standing there on the street corner, and out of the clear blue sky comes right up the sidewalk the most colorfully adorned, well, you would think she was a supermodel. She had her hair perfectly coiffed, rolled a suitcase, a designer suitcase behind her, and it was Leslie Stahl. And I was so geeking out, Leslie. I wanted to say, hey, I'm a journalism guy and I love your work. And you were gone before I could blink. And it was just so the coolest thing. But I was like, if I ever talk to her, I got to tell her, you look like $1 million, that lady, that day.
Thank you. But that suitcase, you misremembered the suitcase.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not a designer suitcase. And it's a little thing I got on wheels just to drag my papers around. That's what I do. People probably.
You're still old school enough that you use a thing called paper.
I do. Oh, embarrassing. But I drag things to the office, then I don't call, so I drag it back home.
Oh, wow.
And then I don't have time to go through it, so I drag it back to the office. It's ridiculous.
Leslie, you're one of the you're going to be on the Mount Rushmore of women in journalism at some point in time. I totally believe it. But let me ask you a little bit about your life as a child growing up and someone who looked at journalism and eventually went into that field. Did you know from the earliest stages that you were going to be a reporter?
Absolutely not. You know, when I was growing up, and even all through college, journalism had never been presented to me. There were no, you couldn't major in journalism. I'm not even aware that my school, I went to Wheaton College, which was when I went there, a small women's college, that they even offered any courses in journalism. Hmm. There was a school paper, but I didn't write for it. And I started my career thinking I was going to be a doctor. And I fell upon this thing, this idea, this profession, by asking a reporter once, kind of casually, what do you do all day? And when he finished telling me what he did all day, honestly, there was a bolt of thunder, there was lightning, and I thought, oh, I have to do that. It was really like that. I'm not exaggerating.
And you started rolling a designer suitcase behind you the next week.
Exactly, very next week. It took forever. I actually had trouble getting a job. First of all, the organizations weren't really hiring women to be on the air back then. This was in the mid-60s. And I got a job, which was basically the only job a woman could get in journalism, and that was as a researcher.
Hmm.
And it was at NBC News on their election unit. They were gearing up for the 1968 presidential campaign, and I was one of the researchers. And that's how I got into journalism, and it took me forever to become a reporter. I was a producer first.
Well, and that's kind of the old school of media, right? So, and I'm in the radio side, but people they're told you got to go to the small market, you got to work your way up, you got to pay your dues, you kind of got to get all the way through. That was actually your story. You came into the work with no real background, and you learned the job at every level.
Absolutely. When CBS News hired me, that one, they hired me because of affirmative action, and that is absolutely a fact. It's not something I'm funny about. It's just an absolute fact. And when I came into the Washington Bureau of CBS News in 1972, they also hired Connie Chung and Bernie Shaw.
Mm.
So there was the blonde girl, the Chinese girl, and the black guy. And then we were the three affirmative action hires. And we were apprentices. We each were assigned to a senior correspondent. They didn't throw us on the air to sink or swim. They brought us along. It was, I thought, the perfect system. We don't do that anymore.
Sure.
It really is sink or swim. We were taught by osmosis. We just followed these senior guys around. And they started us out on radio. And then slowly kind of, it's kind of like cooking, you know, you add a little drop here and a little drop there and keep stirring, stirring, and then finally one day you really know you can do it and they know you can do it.
But you don't get to be the saucier on the first time out.
No, and you don't get to fall flat on your face in front of 24 million people either.
That's Leslie Stahl. This is Radio Night Live. I'm Kevin McCullough. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Welcome back to Radio Night Live. It is our pre-Mother's Day edition. Every year, I try to highlight something very special, and this conversation with Leslie Stahl, to me, is just one of our all-time favorites. She has a new book, at least new in paperback, all about being a grandma, and we'll get into that. But I wanted to return to the conversation about her history and legacy in journalism here on Radio
Night Live. We were talking during the break with Leslie Stahl, my guest, and Leslie, you were saying there was one particular episode that stood out.
So I get to 60 Minutes. One of my earliest stories was about a brain surgeon who had bone cancer. And he was in excruciating pain, except when he operated. And he was wonderful. And I really loved him and brought the piece back
said to Don Hewitt, the boss, I said, you're not going to run the piece because everybody's going to know I love this man. And he laughed at me. He said, you know, we do the kind of story at 60 Minutes where you're allowed to like. I thought, oh, my God, I'm born again. You know, I can be a real person. I can let someone know this is a great human being. So we can do those kinds of stories, you know, where we can tell someone, this is a great man, or this guy's a jerk. We can do that, too. And, you know, not on the political stories, but on those human interest stories that we do. So that was huge for me. It was a big turning point. It was a whole new kind of journalism that I had never done before.
Yeah. What is the advantage of having 20 minutes of the 60? Minus the television commercial. What is it, 14, 16, something like that?
Well, every year it seems to go away. Very frustrating.
Well, that could be a good thing if they're selling more commercials. But if it's, what's the average length of a finished piece for you?
Well, it there's a little bit of an accordion. You can go up to about 14. That would be the highest.
Okay.
And then really, I mean, if you bring one in that's like 11:30, they're so happy. They're just so thrilled. So they
get to do an email segment at the end of that episode.
Yeah, precisely. So 12 to 14 is what it is now.
And
when I started, it was much longer.
How long would it take you to put together in terms of origination of the idea? You're sitting at your desk and you think, you know, that's not being covered. I need to do something on that until the piece is finished. What's the average span of life putting one story together?
Well, of course, if you go from the very inception, it could be months because you have to get it approved. You have to write a budget. The producer will go out and find, or we call it casting, find the absolute right person to talk about that subject. And from the time I get involved to the time it gets on the air could be 3 weeks, I would say, 3 weeks a month. But we can do a story in a day. We can do a story in half a day. And we can take a year. I remember following a group of students who took a course in gospel singing, and we took a year. We followed them for the whole year, beginning, watched them change, saw how the program was affecting them. So there's an average, but really, there's no law, there's no rule.
I noticed that there are weeks where 60 Minutes will have a newsmaker. I'm thinking of President Trump and Vice President Pence, the day after or the day before something huge happens, but you've only got a limited amount of time to get the story done. What are the differences in the challenges from the pieces that you can take a year to do and those really compact ones that you've got to make sure are still just as good and just as right, but you got to get them on the air in 24 hours?
Well, you know, I come out of hard news, and I come out of live news, and I miss that. So when we call those instant turnarounds, we call them crashes, where you don't have enough time.
That's probably emotionally exactly what it feels like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I love doing those. I love it. And for me, that is the most fun there is. Take all the things you can do in your whole life, and that's the most fun for me, is crashing a story. And it is a completely, totally different kind of journalism.
Sure.
They call them both journalism. It's kind of crazy because it's fast thinking. It's fast editing for the editors. Your adrenaline is pumping like it doesn't pump for anything else. When you do the longer pieces where you have a lot of time to research and investigate and time to think it through, write it, polish it, edit it, polish that, show it to the boss, get his criticism, redo it again, it's more like the difference between writing a news story and writing a book. You know, there's so much thoughtfulness that goes into the second one. And it doesn't mean that one comes out better on the air. The ones you turn around very quickly, as you just said, they look as polished.
Yeah.
The fast ones can look
as if you've put in the same amount of work.
Well, and they actually feel that way the vast majority of the time. I mean, it is seldom, and which means that you and the others that are putting them together, you've just got to be as up to speed on those current issues as anybody possibly can.
When you do a newsmaker interview, believe me, we work very hard before the interview, very hard. I mean, it's I can think of only one or two times when something enormous happened and, you know, you ran into the interview and you didn't have a week to think it over. So before, for example, both the Trump Pence interview and then Trump and his family interview, well, let me amend that. We had a lot of time for the Pence interview with sure. Trump and Pence. The other one was a little more of a surprise that he had won the election. And so that was kind of a last-minute throw it together.
So how many producers are helping you with the prep for that?
Well, on that one, we had two senior producers working on it. That's unusual to have two seniors.
That's a lot of capital.
And, yes, and yeah. Two associate producers, so four in all. And then my boss, Jeff Fager, came, and he edited one of the pieces. We had three different pieces.
Right.
The whole show. So he edited the main interview with me.
And that's so because it was just that important to 60 Minutes to have that really...
Not really.
Out, right?
it was because, well, one, he wanted to, right?
Right.
And he's really
and who's
going to
tell their boss you can't do that?
Right, exactly.
I got it, boss. Get out of here.
He's really good at this. And there were three pieces. And he's a great journalist. He used to be a 60 Minutes producer before he was the associate producer. And he also was the executive producer of Evening News, so he was familiar with turning things around quickly.
Sure.
So he pitched in, and it was great. And the other two senior producers each took one of the other pieces. And we really, that was a total crash. Total crash.
I can only imagine. And such a short turnaround to get that done. Leslie Stahl, stay with us. We're going to talk about your book and being grandma on this pre-Mother's Day edition of Radio Night Live. Don't go anywhere. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. Proto-Grow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why Proto-Grow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, the virtual edition, if you will, of Radio Night Live, all of my producers in different places and dealing with the coronavirus. So thankful to be able to bring you this conversation with Leslie Stahl and her thoughts on being a grandma. So, Kevin McCullough, the reason that Leslie Stahl is available to speak to us today is because she's got a brand new book called, well, a book in paperback. It's been out for a while. It's a New York Times bestseller, but Becoming Grandma, and very excited. And Leslie, so appreciate your candidness in talking to us about the old school of newsmaking, and I will be watching 60 Minutes now for the rest of my life. But I do want to discuss the book because I know it's a big passion of yours, and that's why you did it. Well, when you became a grandparent, you had such a jolt of joy hit your own heart that you decided to put on your journalist hat and go investigate it. And that, yeah. So what did you find that was surprising to you that maybe reaffirmed or countered something that you had already experienced personally?
Well, I found out that when a grandmother holds her grandbaby, and I also found out this is true of stepmothers and surrogate mothers as well, that our it triggers changes in our brain, literally, and we start secreting a hormone called oxytocin, and it's the bonding hormone that also creates a sense of euphoria. And it's the same mechanism that takes place when you fall in love. You actually fall in love, you know, with someone of the opposite sex or the same sex, whatever. But it's the same root in the body. So I concluded that this feeling that we have is that we have fallen deeply in love. When you think about it that way, that's what's happening.
Surely.
You've fallen off the cliff madly in love.
What's the best advice you can give to young parents, to new grandparents that maybe haven't figured out all the ins and outs of it yet?
You know something, Kevin? You do not want to take advice from me. The last human. This is not an advice book, really. This is not an advice book. It is a kind of 60 minutes investigation, if you will. I just went around. I interviewed a lot of grandparents. I talk about different kinds of grandparents, step-grandparents, grandparents who have custody, grandparents who are not allowed to see their own grandchildren.
Wow.
Too many of those. And, you know, some of the joys, but some of the difficulties. So it's a report. It's not an advice book.
But you do share a lot of your own stories in it, though.
I do.
Yeah.
And I do say that there is this feeling today, unlike my mother, for example, that we better bite our tongues. We better not be critical of the way our children are raising our grandchildren, even if we think they're not doing it right. And maybe that is the best approach. I think that's probably wise. Don't say a single word.
Just give us Snickers bars, the sugar cereals, and keep a lot of treats on hand in the cupboards. That's the secret. Leslie, it is. We're out of time, but it has been such a joy to have you. And I could talk to you for hours about the industry and what you've done. But sincerely, one of the real heroes in our business. And I'm just so honored that you were willing to come on with us today. And thanks for having such a kind of candid conversation about all of it.
Kevin, thank you. I've enjoyed every minute. Thank you.
No, it's our pleasure. And there you go. You miss any of it, go get the podcast. I'm Kevin McCullough. That's it from New York for today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.